Good morning. Today's scripture comes from the gospel appointed for today's morning prayer. Luke chapter 18, verses 9 through 14. It reads, Jesus also told this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and regarded others with contempt. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee, standing by himself, was praying thus, God, I thank you that I am not like other people, thieves, rogues, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give a tenth of all my income. But the tax collector, standing far off, would not even look up to heaven, but was beating his breast and saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his home justified rather than the other, for all who exalt themselves will be humbled, but all who humble themselves will be exalted. One of the most interesting features of this parable is the choice of pronouns used by the Pharisee versus that of the tax collector. In the Pharisee's prayer, he uses the first-person pronoun of I four times within two sentences. The tax collector's prayer is focused solely on God. The Pharisee is quick to list before God what he does in public, all while condemning the tax collector. When we use our money and actions to elevate ourselves above someone else, we are not speaking to God, but to our own egos. The tax collector comes before God with a penitent heart, asking for mercy and forgiveness, not accolades. We don't need to tell God what we've done. He already knows the good, the bad, and the ugly about us. We ask for mercy and for forgiveness, so that we may be forgiven and healed by God's divine nature and the pouring out of His unconditional love. I invite you to join me today in reflecting on the use of our pronouns in our prayer and speech throughout this Lenten season. How much of our speech is boastful as opposed to being repentant? What are we afraid to confess? What are we trying to hide from God? Allow those things to flow outward and upward, opening the door for God's redemptive nature to heal and redeem. Today's closing prayer may be found on page 264 of the Book of Common Prayer, the opening collect for the Ash Wednesday liturgy. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, you hate nothing you have made and forgive the sins of all who are penitent. Create and make in us new and contrite hearts, that we, worthily lamenting our sins and acknowledging our wretchedness, may obtain of you, the God of all mercy, perfect remission and forgiveness, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. I invite you to call back tomorrow for a new reflection or sign up for my blog, Inner Altar, to automatically receive each reflection in your inbox. May you find in the cross a sure ground for faith, a firm support for hope, and the assurance of sins forgiven. Amen.